Yo, you're looking at the Super Bowl champs, a new winter-proof Chiefs kingdom that they just revamped with chalk with the tomahawk. It's freezing cold outside, but we about to make it hot like a Molotov. Bang! Tell the 49ers gang that we borderline insane.
So even though you're not a sports ball person, that you have no idea what a sports ball is.
No, I've heard of sports ball. I mean, I've heard of a football ball.
Okay. So there's a football ball guy.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Patrick Mahomes. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay, he's a Kansas City Chief, and he won the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Good for him. His mother must be so proud.
Yeah, and he's young. He's a really good quarterback. He's good at what he does. But his contract was coming up this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew, because he won the Super Bowl, and he's really good, that he was going to get a payday, a nice payday.
Right, sure. He earned it.
He earned it, but did he earn a 10-year contract worth $500 million?
Well, how much will the team be making over that 10 years? If the team makes $500 million in 5 years and he's taking his cut, he's earned that money for them. They're going to make that money off of him. Also, I mean, my guess is if you sign someone to 10 years, that's making sure they don't go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
They're yours.
So it pays to be a sports ball guy.
Yeah, apparently. Look, he has to be one of those rare, like Michael Jordan type athletes. If they're going to give him a 10-year contract and pay him all that money, they know he's worth that.
And what about his agent today?
10% of that.
But you knew it was coming. I mean, you were watching the Super Bowl, watching this young guy just destroy, and you knew he's a free agent.
Yeah, but you know what? I think these athletes come along once in a lifetime. There's like the first time people saw LeBron James, they were like, oh, like they knew immediately. Like there's just athletes like that. When you first see them, you know that they're superstars. They're the, you know, the Brad Pitt. Like the first time we saw Brad Pitt in Thelma and Louise, everybody went berserk. You know, and now he's Brad Pitt. And we knew it. You could tell.
And we don't even know if there's going to be football this year, you know, and you're still paying the guy.
Right. For when there's football in the future, if there's ever football in the future.
Right. There could not be football ball in 10 years. So he could just be sitting back making money. I mean, the catch is you got to live in Missouri. So if you live in Missouri and you make $500 million, how far does that money go?
You can basically own Missouri.
Right. At least you could buy a town.
But then why would you want the town? There's a lot of upkeep. You know what I mean? Like, think about just owning a house. One thing goes wrong. Like if you own a town, that's a lot of roofs. If the roofs all start leaking, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but you can be your own police department. You can make a no clothes policy on Thursday.
Nobody wants that.
You could do, yeah.
Yeah, and the cool thing is like wherever this guy does live, it's going to be famous. Like everybody will know that's where his house is.
Mm-hmm.